Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's Super Drill again.
It's Super Drill.
We've had a lot of these in the past couple of years since we started the Road to Drill broadcast.
Yeah, we have. But this is a good one.
This is a good one.
I mean,
well, we are not recording for Drill because we have a special event.
Yeah, Drill is still a couple weeks away.
It's still a couple weeks away from right now, but...
And that's not normal for us.
No. We like to do this Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we're always here first thing Saturday
morning. That's right. We're here to cover an event today.
We have a very special event.
Very special event, which we'll get into a little bit later on. But right now, like we said, it's Super Drill.
Yeah, Super Drill. Road to Drill podcast. Mm-hmm. Almost spring.
Almost spring. A few days away. What's going on since last month? It's been a bit since we've sat here and did this gig.
Yeah, how long has it been? Like 6 weeks?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Well, the groundhog did not see his shadow.
Did not. But we waited it out because now it's like spring tomorrow.
Wait, so. He did see his shadow.
It was whatever the bad one is.
He got scared by the shadow and ran into his hole.
That's it. Yeah, I think that's logic.
He's very logical. Skittish. Yeah. Anyway,
we'll get a groundhog expert in here. Let's see what else. My beloved birds won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a big deal.
Congratulations,
Philly.
Thank
you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And then we had a staff visit, an NGB staff visit.
Mm-hmm.
So the A4, who is the Directorate of Engineering, Force Protection,
Logistics,
yeah. Came in to see our plans and processes here at the base, and the visit, to my understanding, went very well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we've been getting ready for this weekend, really. This is the culmination of a lot of work going into the NORI inspection.
Yeah, the Nuclear Operational Readiness Inspection.
That's right. I think planning and preparation for this started, I would say, before the NSAV last year, but the NSAV was sort of like a hallmark of preparation. We had a Nuclear Operational Readiness exercise in November, and then last drill, we were generating aircraft to prepare for how this inspection is going to go.
Yeah.
So we are a well-oiled machine and ready to knock this one out of the park. And then later this year, we have a combat readiness inspection in September.
Yep.
So that'll test our effectiveness at deploying, at taking our mission here at Selfridge and moving it downrange.
Yes, exactly. And so we're constantly testing ourselves, exercising ourselves, and inspecting ourselves to make sure that we are mission ready instead of inspection ready. So we're always mission ready. We stand ready.
Yeah. It's our hallmark.
Yeah.
So the commander in his message this month mapped out what he expects of the wing, what he expects of all of us to have a successful NORI. And really, it's quite simple. So everyone just to like know their role and stay within their lane, you know, ask if you have questions, you know, keep that professional appearance going on because everybody's going to be doing something different. Some people have more of an active hands-on role in it, but all of our jobs have a degree of separation between getting fuel into the jets and getting bombs on target. What are you going to be doing for the NORI this month?
So public affairs is interesting because we do two things when it comes to exercises.
Mm-hmm.
We usually cover it. We say we're covering it on the real world side,
right,
where we're actually trying to get imagery to tell the story of look at how we are ready and lethal. But then we also play a role. And when it comes to those combat readiness inspections and exercises, we play more of a role, an active role in that. We have more of a crisis communication plan.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the NORI, we're kind of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think is like the top thing that happens in public affairs when a NORI situation, like a mission generating situation happens? What do you think is the actual thing that happens?
The actual...
That we have to respond to.
Oh, it's far and away. It's social media and our phone ringing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People calling and asking
people calling,
wanting
to know what's going on. Yeah.
I
hear noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on base.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Or it's the media calling to say, hey, we saw something on social media. We heard a rumor.
Right.
Are you guys activating? What's happening?
Right.
And I mean, it would most likely be in response to a real world situation, right?
And you and I have been here for, you know, 7 years, 7+ years now.
Yeah.
And we've seen the shift, and we've seen how, you know, the you know, the information chain, we'll call it, the unofficial information chain, has evolved.
Yeah.
So, but that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Is to be that buffer.
So that's what we do. That's one of the things.
One of the things that we do. Yes, absolutely. So that's this weekend.
Yeah.
But the reason we're here today, which is not this weekend, is...
What is it?
What is it? Well, you already know.
The Mitchell Trophy Air Race.
Yes, the MTAR. So we were asked to participate in this race for heritage reasons. Mm-hmm. This is a race that took place back 80 years ago mm-hmm. here at the base and has since not happened. So
yeah, it's been over 80 years. Yeah, you're right.
Right. Aligning with the new Secretary of Defense's Spirit of Corps drive, you know, mm-hmm. for the military, they're bringing this race back. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because we're not racing pursuit aircraft anymore. We're racing F-22s. Mm-hmm. So the first fighter wing at Langley Air Force Base this morning, mm-hmm. right after their brief, mm-hmm. they're going to launch three teams of F-22s, mm-hmm. two F-22s per team.
F-22 Raptors.
Raptors, yeah. They're going to fly at Mach 1, at or near Mach 1, the Selfridge. So that's like 45 minutes. So Langley is in Virginia Beach. So they're going to go from Virginia Beach up here to Selfridge, mm-hmm. and they're going to land. So two jets will land per team. One pilot is going to stay with the jets while it takes fuel in a hot pit scenario. Mm-hmm. The other pilot is going to take part in a heritage mission. Mm-hmm. So today you may see pilots running down the road because they have to get from Building 50 where the jets are going to park and then run to the Selfridge Military Air Museum mm-hmm. where they need to take a selfie with the first pursuit display. And also, they're going to sign the book. Remember the book?
Yes, the book.
A couple months ago, we did the book. Yeah, we're going to get some new signatures in that bad boy. So, Master Sergeant Fitzpatrick is the keeper. You're the keeper of the book. You are like the keeper of the cup in yes. Toronto who, you know, yes. maintains the Stanley Cup. You yes. maintain the book.
With a pair of white gloves.
With a pair of white gloves. I wore the gloves the other day. Yeah. Oh, they're going to sign the book and then...
Should I make the pilots wear the gloves?
Absolutely. It's going to be... It's still raining outside. So yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I will. Yeah. I mean...
You are the keeper of the book. You set the rules.
All right. These distinguished visitors will be signing this book for a very good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
So then once they're done there, uh-huh. they're going to double back, yeah. get back to Building 50, uh-huh. and then they're going to take off. And then they're going to fly back to Langley, mm-hmm. again, Mach 1, most likely, and land. And then the first team to get back wins.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
So it's interesting. Yeah. It's not... When I thought of air races, I thought it was like... The planes take off as like a NASCAR race and you just fly around in a circle or something.
So that's how it was back in the day.
That is how it was?
Yeah.
What do you know about it back in the day? Can you?
Yes. Well, I have done a little research.
I hope so.
So the Mitchell Cup race took place between 1922 and 1936. And the first time it happened, it took place here at Selfridge. And it wasn't on its own. It wasn't like a standalone race. It was actually part of a larger air race series, which, I mean, if you think about, that was a few years after the end of World War I. So the military aircraft or like military air, like flying missions were new.
They were flying machines.
Yeah. Yeah. and people loved it. And there weren't all these, you know, controls in place and there weren't a lot of safety aspects to it. So right. they could do a lot of whatever they wanted. But the first...
It was probably an amazing show.
Yeah, right. I feel like some of the pilots like would park their planes at their house. I just envision they're living here on base and then they're just like pulling their fighter jets up to the house.
Right.
And just leaving it there.
And their wife comes out and they just like jitterbug and...
Yeah. Not in the 20s, but...
That's right. Yeah, it was before jitterbugging. Sorry.
Anyway, so for 15 years, 12 iterations of the race were held with five of them at Selfridge, including the first one and the last one. So it's been about 89 years.
Yeah.
since. Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah. They did try to bring it back in the 60s a couple times, but it didn't stick. So,
right.
But what's important here when we talk about legacy is the First Pursuit Group has evolved, and now they are the first fighter wing in Langley.
That's right.
And that's why they wanted to connect all the dots here. So it's pretty cool.
If you're a history buff, this is, especially if you're an aircraft or military history buff, this is the event of the season.
Yeah.
I would say it really is cool.
So the story that we're telling is Selfridge is, we have the enduring fighter mission here, right? So we have the capabilities. We had the capabilities 100+ years ago to have those pursuit aircraft, the bomber missions, all of the training that took place here through World War II. And now we have the A-10s and we can have the F-22s here. We can take care of them. We can what?
That's right.
It's really cool.
It is really cool. So it's going to be a fun day. We're going to be out there. We're going to be in two different locations. So
yeah.
I'll be on the flight line covering the arrival, the hot pits. You'll be at the museum.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be the fun gig.
I think watching
them slide in. And,
yeah.
Because they're going to be wet.
Yeah.
This is going to be a trip.
It will be. It'll be fun.
All right.
We should.
So we'll see you from two different locations now from the Mitchell Trophy Air Race.
Yeah. And otherwise, have a great drill.
Have a great drill. Have a great and safe NORAI.
Good luck on the NORAI.
Good luck.
Godspeed.
We'll see you out there. Bye.
One day later.
Well.
That didn't work out.
That didn't work out. but it did work eventually.
I mean, the event worked out.
Yes.
And it was incredible.
It was.
Yeah.
But our team coverage.
Yeah.
it was a little much.
Yeah. Our field trip did not work out.
Right. So because of the weather, for safety's sake, it was pushed today.
Yes.
And the storm that caused it to be pushed left a lot of cold and wind.
Yeah. I actually slid on the ice.
Yeah.
Because everything that had thawed on Wednesday, the day it was going to happen,
right,
froze overnight, and it was just ice patches everywhere.
Yeah, that's been a real problem this winter so far.
Yeah.
So we canexed the team coverage.
Yeah.
For that
field
day,
trip,
the
right.
field trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was rough. However, we got some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we want to do now is just show a sizzle reel.
Yeah.
Of the event. You know, this happened during the week, so a lot of you didn't get to, be out here to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look at this.
And if you want to read more, we have a story, too.
Right. And you can find that. Oh, wait. And you can find that.
Right here.
Here.
All right. Have an awesome drill.
Have a great drill.
Well, good morning, Team Selfridge, and welcome to March Drill. First, I want to thank you for your ongoing dedication to the 127th Wing's mission and success. With our deployment to PacAero, a visit from the NGBA-4, and NORAI preparations, your professionalism, commitment, and resilience have enabled us to meet our nation's needs despite our high ops tempo. This super drill will be so much fun. We're going to be exercising our wing's nuclear mission. This exercise is about readiness, excellence, and reinforcing the partnerships that make our mission possible. Whether it's preparing for critical inspections, upcoming deployments, or community engagement, this drill is a chance to focus, train, and ensure we are unified to succeed in 2025. This weekend is our Nuclear Operational Readiness Inspection, one of the most important events on our wing's calendar, and it directly measures our ability to execute the nation's most vital, no-fail mission. You've invested a lot of effort and training to prepare for this weekend. We had the NORAI in February 2023, we had the NSAV in April 2024, another NORAI in November of 2024, and the Generation exercise that just happened in January in 2025. This team is prepared to put our best foot forward and show those inspectors what Selfridge is capable of. This inspection is a critical assessment of our ability to execute our nuclear mission safely, securely, and effectively, and it validates the professionalism, capability, and readiness of the 127th Wing. Every step of the exercise must reflect our complete commitment to excellence. Follow procedures to the letter because there is no room for error in this no-fail mission. Here is how to ensure every airman is successful this weekend. First, know your role. Be well-versed in your job and ensure you operate it at peak performance. Two, follow procedures. Stick to established procedures, protocols, and standards. Do not deviate and do not assume. Three, ask for help when needed. If something is unclear or you need support, raise the flag early. And number four, be inspection ready. Professional appearance, customs and courtesies, clear documentation, and focus on safety are all essential. Our success depends on every airman doing their part and working seamlessly with the team. Your positive attitude and persistent effort will result in a successful inspection. The 127th Wing has a proud history of excellence, and I am confident in your ability to perform at the highest standard. The NORAI is an opportunity to demonstrate our commitment to the nuclear mission, the Air Force core values, and each other. We will demonstrate to our nation and allies that we are ready, capable, and fully committed to our strategic deterrence mission. The Wing's dual mission sets provide both air refueling and combat-ready close air support, as well as expeditionary airbase capabilities, and we continue to maintain one of the highest operational tempos in the Air National Guard. In addition to multiple exercises and inspections this year, we have two large-scale deployments with the Air Refueling Group deploying to PACOM, where they will serve a vital role in global air mobility and Pacific operations, and our Expeditionary Airbase Element deployment to CENTCOM, providing service for our federal mission. So 2025 is shaping up to be one of the busiest years yet. The demands on the 127th Wing remain high, and these deployments reflect the trust placed in us to deliver on complex global missions and allow our members to gain critical experience towards airman development. Our leaders will set the example by ensuring our teams are prepared and supported. However, every airman must take responsibility for their readiness and commitment to mission success. A high ops tempo is challenging, but it's also a testament to our capability as a team. Let's remain focused, flexible, and mission-oriented. To meet the demands of these missions, every airman must embrace the principles of Ready Airman Training, or RAT. RAT is designed to ensure every airman is ready for the full spectrum of challenges they may face in a deployed environment. RAT integrates skills, knowledge, and resiliency to enable success in dynamic and demanding operational settings. So here's some examples of Ready Airman Training. You'll get combat skills training with weapons qualification, self-aid buddy care, and CBURN. You'll receive job-specific readiness training specific to your AFSC for the upcoming deployment needs. We'll also incorporate resiliency and mental toughness training by building a mindset to adapt and overcome challenges. And you'll also get training on understanding the operational environment and partner force dynamics with cultural and regional awareness training. So whether taking this training or facilitating it for others, remember, it is not just a requirement. It ensures mission success and brings you home safely. So we also know that our mission success is deeply tied to the support from our community in Southeast Michigan. We are not just a military base. We are woven into the fabric of our local community. Selfridge is a major employer and provides jobs and opportunities for the region. Events like the Selfridge Open House and Air Show strengthen ties with the public, inspire future generations, and showcase our capabilities. Selfridge's support during emergencies such as flooding or public health crisis demonstrates our commitment to our neighborhoods. Partnerships with local schools and universities, including STEM programs, help develop the next generation of leaders and innovators. Remember, our work here impacts not just the military, but also the region. And all of you are ambassadors for Selfridge to our Michigan communities. The community trust and support are earned through our professionalism and dedication, and our communities will look to you during times of need. As we continue into 2025, our goals remain clear. Take care of each other and those you supervise by supporting each other through our high ops tempo. Deliver excellence in every mission, and honor the partnerships we share with the Southeast Michigan community. This Super Drill is your opportunity to prepare, sharpen your skills, and align with the team through the demanding year ahead. So let's approach it with the same focus, discipline, and commitment to excellence that define the 127th Wing. So together, we will meet every challenge. So let's shape our future and not fight it, and continue to set the standard for success, because together, We stand ready to answer the call.
Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin described his strategy, More Air Force, for defending the homeland and giving the Trump administration potent options to meet the nation's security priorities during his speech at the Air and Space Forces Association Warfare Symposium. More Air Force means honing readiness and training, matching capabilities to threats, and most of all, being more lethal no matter the mission or request. During his speech, Alvin said in this dangerous and dynamic time, he wants to give the president as many options as he can, so that means modernization. Chief of Space Operations General Chance Saltzman emphasized the urgent need for the Space Force to solidify its space superiority to secure national defense and economic interests at the Air and Space Forces Association Warfare Symposium. He outlined the importance of maintaining dominance in the space domain and introduced space control as a new core function involving both kinetic and non-kinetic means to manage the domain, ensuring operational freedom for the U.S. and its allies, while denying adversaries the same. He says, if the status of space warfighters is to be truly embraced, we must also embrace the fundamental responsibility of space control. Enrollment for the new healthcare flexible spending account benefit is now available to service members, and a special enrollment period is open from March 3rd to March 31st, 2025. The HFSCA is an optional benefit that allows service members to put as much as $3,300 in pre-tax earnings into an account each year to pay for eligible health, dental, vision care, and unforeseen medical expenses that TRICARE may not cover. Before enrolling, service members can talk to a military tax expert, DOD personal financial manager, or personal financial counselor to learn how the account can benefit them. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards.
As the commander has mentioned in the past few months, professional development needs to remain a priority for airmen at all levels. This weekend, there will be a communication basics course aimed at E5s and E6s and concentrating on email etiquette, including structure, signature blocks, bottom line up front, meeting invites, and a lot more. The event will take place from 1300 to 1400 on Thursday of drill, and is only limited to 25 attendees. So if you want to attend, please contact Senior Tarquino, Senior McGonnell, or Master Sergeant Glenn. The 127th Services Flight is offering multiple dining options this weekend based on your exercise duties. Breakfast will be served at the dining facility from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is open to everyone and comes at a cost of $4.40 for paying members. Lunch will be served at the DFAC each day from 1100 to 1230 at a cost of $7.10 for paying members. Lunch will also be available at the eSpec Mobile Kitchen out at the Alert Facility on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is for exercise players only. On Friday and Saturday, hot dinner will be served at the dining facility from 1800 to 1900. That comes at a cost of $6.05 for paying members, and the eSpec will also be serving dinner at those times out at the Alert Facility. And finally, midnight meal will be served out at the eSpec from 2300 to midnight. That is also at a cost of $6.05. Drill status guardsmen, as always, eat for free, but please eat at the closest location to where you're working. So that means even though the eSpec is pretty awesome, if you work at Building 303, 105, 304, please eat at the dining facility. The Military Personnel Flight ID card office has new hours of service and is by appointment only during the week. From Tuesday to Friday, the hours of operation are from 0730 to 12 p.m. This drill weekend, Thursday through Sunday, walk-in appointments will be taken from 830 to 1500, with the last customer being accepted at 1430. As always, uniform members have priority. Dependents, retirees, and disabled veterans, please use the Rapid Site Locator appointment tool at idco.dmdc.osd.mil/idco. And that is all I have for this month's Road to Drill podcast. Remember, you can go to our link tree and be linked up to all of our social media and content distribution sites, and remain up to date with all of the goings on out here at the 127th Wing. for the 127th Wing Public Affairs Office. I am Technical Sergeant Drew Schumann. Have a safe Nur-I and a fantastic drill.